Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 1 with verses 18 through 23. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, His invincible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what He has made. As a result, they have no excuse. For although they knew God, they did not accord Him glory as God or give Him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal man, or of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes. Man, Paul just smacking him right in the mouth, telling him straight up, man, you took the dark side. You know, I've been wanting to see more practice lately, meaning I make a conscious attempt to write for the Lord daily. Yes, the practice of prayer and proclamation is what feeds me to live redeemed. To let God direct every action, being mindful of the Spirit, allowing His beauty to lead you to proclaim what God has on His heart's desire. There isn't anything we get in return, yet we find such fulfillment when we serve without question. Paul continues to explain this reality of Christ, where the people of the day ignored everything about His divinity and exchanged it for the image of man or woman or the various animals or creatures of the world. They obviously, to Paul, disrespected the Lord, and he made sure they understood the reason why. Their wisdom, as he pointed out, directed them into a darkened exchange of glory for the immortal God, given to us for forgiveness, as pointed out in redemption's explanatory route of being God-inspired and Christ-fed, to know salvation firsthand. His Spirit and peace is what I search and live for and die for in the name of Jesus. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I know You died and rose for me. Pray for my children aloud. Alexandra, she's the oldest. Julian, second oldest. Actually, Alan is the second oldest. Julian is the third. Gabriel and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Ellie. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for thanksgiving for the tears rolling down my face. We pray for those dying today. May the tears of my prayers give them peace in Christ. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. I keep saying, practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to live by Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 1. We're in verses 18 through 23 this morning. It's a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, if you really listen to the titles and some of the lines in these, where you listen to what Paul is saying to the Romans, in just these verses, you read the verses and read the poetry, you'll hear basically the same. But the Spirit telling us what it really did. Its title is God's Immortality Inertly Eschewed. Reveled indeed. God's wrath. It's actually revealed indeed. You can tell how spelling can get you sometimes. Revealed indeed God's wrath. Wickedness, impiety against heaven revealed. Evident God was made known. God spoke, evidence not concealed. Perceived divinity, power invisible. Creation understood, eternity revealed. Excuse none, resulting knowledge biblical. God known, yet thanks be to God concealed. Darkness of minds ensued, fools becoming reason, glory exchanged, God's immortality inertly excused, snakes, animals, birds, man, mortal image, deranged. Amen. Man, that said so much to me. God was known, yet thanks be to God concealed. I can only imagine what it feels to be concealed from God. Gosh, it must have hurt. It must have been so angry. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's October 19th, 2021. And I'm recording this morning at 6:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to live by Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20. We are Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Just listen to surrendering all to Jesus. Being thankful for the name of Jesus. Silence is our call. The day that we all will fall, no more words to speak. Eternal life we seek. Amen. John and Marie, hope you're having a great day. Blessed in the Lord. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, amen.